You know, when the Lord made the snake, he made him all the pretty colors he could think of. Reds and browns and oranges. And the Lord put the snake down here to decorate the ground and the bushes, to add a little color to everything. Well, the snake didn't mind ornamenting the earth, but he wondered if the Lord knew what a hard life he had to lead. And it was hard. There's no doubt about that. All he could do was crawl in the dust. He didn't even mind that so much. But he couldn't figure out why the Lord had given him such poor eyesight. Man, the snake was so blind, he couldn't see a flashlight if it was shining right in his eyes. He was so blind, he couldn't see his hands in front of his face. If he had had hands to put in front of his face. His eyesight was so bad, he had to smell his way around. And to tell you the truth, his nose was none too good either. Now, you can imagine how hard it must have been when the snake had to go to the store or down to the laundromat. Crawling around in the dust like that and being half blind, he was always getting stepped on. You know how it is sometimes. You're in a hurry trying to get somewhere, and you just ain't got the time to see whether there's a blind snake with a no-smelling nose in your path. Some mornings, the thought of getting stepped on tired the snake out so much, he just didn't even bother getting up. His wife was none too happy about the situation either. Mrs. Snake said, "I'm just sick and tired of this, and if you're half a snake at all, you'll do something about it. You know as well as I do that God don't know what he's doing half the time. He just sits up there experimenting with this and that. And we were one of the experiments that didn't turn out well. Now, you're going to do something, or I'm going to know the reason why. You're trifling, you're lazy, you're no count. My mama told me not to marry you, and I should have listened to her." Well, Mr. Snake was trying to figure out what number he should play that day, and he couldn't half concentrate with all the yelling his wife was doing. So he decided to crawl off to heaven and talk it over with the Lord. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, the snake got up to heaven. The Lord was sitting back in his great rocking chair reading TV Guide. "Well, Mr. Snake, you're looking mighty well. What can I do for you?"
"Well, Lord, I ain't doing too well. It's like this, Lord, you see, my eyes are kind of bad. Seems to run in my family on both sides of the house. And me being low on the ground like I am, I can't always see when folks are coming down the road. As a result, me and my family are always getting stepped on. Lord, I just ache all over, and you know I got a whole lot of muscles that can ache."
"Well, you're in bad shape, Mr. Snake." The Lord lit one of his big cigars and blew smoke rings for a few minutes. "Well, I didn't mean for nothing like that to happen to you." He reached in his pocket and took out a bottle and said, "Here, this is poison. You put this in your mouth and you give the rest to all your kinfolks. This'll be for you to use to protect yourself with. Anybody step on you, you can bite them. Stick a little poison into them."
"Thank you, Lord. I sure thank you."
And Mr. Snake went right back down to tell his wife the good news. Well, about a week later, the rabbit sent word through the forest that all the animals were to send their union representative to a meeting. All the animals, that is, except the snake. "Now, you know why I called this meeting? It's that snake. We got to do something to do it quick before he kills us all off. I've been to 13 funerals this week, and today's only Tuesday."
"I know what you mean,"
put in the frog.
"That snake killed 3 of my uncles, 7 cousins, and 2 aunts, and my brother-in-law. I got to admit, though, to get rid of the brother-in-law was kind of a blessing."
"Well, blessing or no blessing, that snake has been a terror ever since the Lord gave him that poison. We'll tell him to move on over, or
we'll move on over him, said the panther. Tell him the next time he lays his forked tongue on anybody, we're going to off him. And suppose he lays his forked tongue on somebody and you don't off him. Well, they talked and talked and talked and talked, till finally the rabbit got so disgusted she just took off for heaven by herself. The Lord was reading the newspaper when the rabbit came up on the porch.
Yes, Miss Rabbit, just between you and me, I ain't going to be nowhere to be found between 1990 and the year 2000.
And if you take my advice, you go somewhere and hide yourself. That's going to be a rough 10 years.
Yes, yes, I ain't answering no prayers during that time, no indeed. Now, what can I do for you?
Lord, it's that snake. Ever since you gave him that poison, he's bitten so many animals that a lot of them are packing up and moving north. Lord, that snake has bitten 337 animals, 17 palm trees, 5 oak trees, and 1 sticker bush.
You should have seen him bite into that sticker bush. His wife was pulling stickers off of his lip for 2 hours. Served him right, the low-down, dirty, no-good son of a...
I get your point, Miss Rabbit.
Now you go on back down there and tell Mr. Snake to get himself up here in a hurry. Well, about 2 hours later, the snake was curled up in a chair next to the Lord.
Now, Mr. Snake, what is this I hear about you using that poison for insurance instead of protection?
Well, Lord, my eyes ain't too good. And I can't see who's my friend and who come to do me harm. So I just bite everybody that come along. And that way I'm always on the safe side. I've been stepped on so much I just can't take any more chances.
The Lord reached in his pocket. Here, I want you to take these rattles and put them on your tail. Now, when you hear something, shake your tail. If it's your friend, he'll stop and pass the time of day with you. And if it's your enemy, he'll just keep on coming. And after that, it's you and him. You understand?
Yes, Lord, I do, and I sure thank you. It was getting mighty tiresome biting everybody that come along. And that's how the snake got his rattles.
When people came to visit him, he shook his tail right hard, and it rattled through the forest, letting everybody know,
this is Mr. Snake here. You can't step on me now.